Thank you, Pierre, Vaunt said. Her voice was captivating, musical and lilting with her native accent. I'm coming to you live from one of the dark, dirty secrets of Coruscant, a place known variously as Lower Coruscant, the Coruscant Underworld, Undercity, or the Coruscant Underlevel. Oh, its origins are no secret.
Vaunt began walking as she spoke. Behind her, Jag could see Yorick coral covering railings and stairwells, and slash vines and other plant life growing wherever it had a chance to get hungry roots. Now and then, a figure darted past. It was almost impossible to tell what species it was. It didn't matter. Jag knew that in this place, all suffered. He found himself wincing in sympathy.
This is an ancient place, filled with ruins and stories, and recently it was given a new name, Yuuzhan Tar. While the rest of Coruscant has been reclaimed since the end of the war, this part of the planet never fully recovered.
She paused, tilted her pink face upward.
Above me are towering buildings, civilization, order. Order the Galactic Alliance has established over the years. But in the midst of all the rebuilding, all the recovery, all the positive steps the GA has taken...
She turned and gestured with a slender, white-furred, graceful arm. The cam panned over to a cluster of young human males dressed in pieces of plastoid armor and wearing white tabards. When the cam's light hit them, they scattered like creatures one finds when a rock is overturned.
This place has been forgotten. There's no order, no civilization here. There's no healthcare for beings trying to eke out an existence. There's no stopping the sale of illegal drugs or halting illicit activities or investigations of murders here. No interference with Zap gangs or protection from Cathans. Violent deaths are an everyday occurrence, and the bodies are looted before they become food for ferals. This is a dark place, a frightening place, and it's just easier to forget about it, since we are not forced to see it every day.
She raised disturbing points. Why, indeed, hadn't been more done about this place? Jag found himself wondering. Maudie Vaunt beckoned off cam, her pink freckled face soft, a gentle smile on her lips, and a young human male came into view. He was thin, with the pinched face of the malnourished, dirty, and looked as skittish as a young animal. Maudie slipped an arm around him.
We'll be following young Tarrant here for the next few weeks. We'll see what he has to endure on a daily basis simply to survive in the heart of this planet, the very seat of the Galactic Alliance. We'll discover...
I've got a favor to ask, Jaina Solo stated.
Jag hadn't heard her come in, so focused had he been on Maudie Vaunt's reporting, but he didn't miss a beat.
So do I, he replied, gazing up at his fiancée as she stood in front of his desk, hands on her hips. Announce yourself first when you come into my office.
She pushed the stack of data pads to the side and perched on his desk.
Imperial Head of State Jagged Fell, Sword of the Jedi Jaina Solo wants to see you, proprieties observed. Now can I ask my favor?
I could have been right in the middle of delicate negotiations, or working on something highly classified, you know.
You weren't. Ashik would have told me.
Ashik was the core name of Kathir Ashik Katarlu, the Chiss male who was Jag's assistant, attendant, and head of his personal security. Jag trusted the Chiss completely, and it had surprised no one when a member of that species had been appointed to such a position. Ashik, tall, soft-spoken, with a sharp nose, full lips, and piercing eyes, was genial enough, and certainly understood the relationship Jaina and Jag had. But he had no compunctions about denying her or anyone entrance if he did not feel it appropriate. Jaina had bridled initially, but it was clear she also respected Ashik's determination. Jag sighed. He had a feeling he knew what the favor was about to be, and he didn't want to get involved. It seemed that more and more events and people, even people they loved, were conspiring to drive them apart. Even though he had vowed to her that nothing as petty as politics would come between them, a vow he fully intended to keep, he had to admit that it was certainly causing things to become frayed around the edges. I suppose he would have, yes, he said.